Call Back the Past.
The year is 1927.
There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. I live in memory among my souvenirs. Some letters tied with blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest. And though they try their best to bring me consolation, I count them all apart, and as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs.
Among the souvenirs of that year, many will no doubt find yellowed snapshots of themselves dressed in the Way Out apparel that typified them as the young rebels of the 20s, the flappers, as they were called. What made the flappers tick in those far-off days of the slow foxtrot and the dicky seat? What did they want? Barbara Beck remembers.
They wanted their freedom. That boring phrase, "it isn't done," was constantly being rammed down their throats. They reacted with their midnight treasure hunts and parties and mad stunts. People are apt to get the wrong idea about something they can't understand. And I believe the unconventional clothes we wore, more than anything else we did, got the parties a bad name.
The Roaring Twenties. There was even talk of engaged couples living together as a trial in what no less a person than Judge Benjamin Lindsay proposed as companionate marriage in order to cut down the divorce rate and juvenile delinquency. Needless to say, the judge's proposal roused tremendous controversy and never got off the ground.
I've seen lots of bonny lassies on my travels wide, but my heart is set for new on bonny Kate McBride. Although I'm no a fella that would throw a word away, I'm surprised sometimes myself at all I've got to say. Roaming in the gloaming on the bonny banks of Clyde, roaming in the gloaming with my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming, roaming in the gloaming on the bonny banks of Clyde. The sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming. One night in the gloaming, we were tripping side by side. I kissed her twice and I asked her once if she would be my bride. She was shy and so was I, we were both the same. But I got brave and braver on the journey coming home. Roaming in the gloaming on the bonny banks of Clyde, roaming in the gloaming with my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming, roaming in the gloaming on the bonny banks of Clyde, roaming in the gloaming with my lassie by my side. When the sun has gone to rest, that's the time that we love best. Oh, it's lovely roaming in the gloaming.
The voice of the great Scot Harry Lauder, as the reading public were being charmed by the zany comments of a cockroach called Archie by his creator, Don Marquis. Aside from Archie and Mehitabel, his feline sidekick, Alma Gantry by St. Clair Lewis, The Bridge of St. Louis Ray, and Men Without Women by Ernest Hemingway were also very popular. George Bernard Shaw was as prolific as ever, and in 1927 had something to say about recording.
Let me introduce myself, Bernard Shaw. I am asked to give you a specimen of spoken English. But first, let me give you a warning. You think you are hearing my voice, but unless you know how to use your gramophone properly, what you are hearing may be something grotesquely unlike any sound that has ever come from my lips.
The movies were thriving in 1927, and already a transition was taking place from the silent screen to the talkies, as evidenced by the Special Academy Award given to Jolson's The Jazz Singer, which was partially sounded. It was the first year of the Oscar, and apart from another special award to Charlie Chaplin for his The Circus, the main awards went to Emil Jannings in The Way of All Flesh and to Janet Gaynor in Seventh Heaven. All these were silent, of course, and Seventh Heaven was accompanied by a theme played live on the organ, which became a hit of 1927. It was called Diane. Jesse Crawford at the organ in 1927. The movies were in fact slowly taking business from the musical theatres, and 1927 saw the closing down of the London Empire, which was going to be rebuilt as a cinema. The last show there was Fred and Adele Astaire in Lady Be Good, and in the audience on the last night was Adeline Genet, the ballet star who was so often on the stage of the Empire. She recalls,
"At the end of the performance, something most unexpected happened. I was sitting in my box with my husband and two dear friends at the fall of the curtain. Everyone in the theatre was in evening dress, as was the habit then, and the Prince of Wales was there too. Fred Astaire and his very charming sister came forward, and he apologized for the fact that none of the old stars of the Empire were present. At this, someone rose up in the stalls. It was Lord Latham, and shouted, 'Oh, yes, Genet is here,' and pointed towards my box. People began calling my name and standing up and waving their hats and programs and cheering. I never thought the English could let themselves go to such an extent."
"Oh, sweet and lovely lady, be good. Oh, lady, be good to me. I am so awfully misunderstood. So, lady, be good to me. Oh, please have some pity. I'm all alone in this big city."
Apart from Lady Be Good, the musical successes of 1927 included Good News, Hit the Deck, Funny Face, and The Great Showboat, with its hit-laden score, which included this song sung by Paul Robeson.
"Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and them that plants them, he's soon forgotten. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Soak that heart, lift that veil, get a little drunk and you land in jail. I get weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living and fear of dying. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along.
Boxing sensation of the year was the famous Dempsey Tunney return bout for the world's heavyweight crown. Dempsey fell Tunney and it looked all over, but for the fact that the referee took some time with the count and allowed Tunney to recover and retain his crown. Johnny Weissmuller, Tarzan of the movies, smashed the world's 100 yards freestyle swimming record in 51 seconds, and queen of the Wimbledon courts was Helen Wills. South African women competed at Wimbledon for the first time in 1927, and the team, which was captained by Mrs. Peacock and included Bobby Heine Miller, did extremely well, as Mrs. Peacock now recalls.
We were terribly thrilled because 2 weeks before Wimbledon at Beckenham, Bobby and I beat Helen Wills Moody and Miss Ryan. 6-2, 6-2. And 2 weeks later, we got into the finals at Wimbledon.
For South Africa, 1927 saw agreement on the Union flag, the establishment of South Africa's iron and steel industry, and the discovery of diamonds in Namaqualand, while radio and telephony forged new international links. Television was already in the experimental stage, John Logie Baird having demonstrated color television in Glasgow. And gramophone records are now being recorded electrically, bringing out miraculous new highs and lows not heard before on disc. The first German electrically recorded disc was by Leo Monazin, who sang the American hit You Were Meant For Me, in German, of course. Probably the most dramatic achievement of 1927 was the non-stop solo transatlantic flight of Charles Lindbergh in his silver monoplane, The Spirit of St. Louis. Lindbergh completed the distance between New York and Paris in 33 and a half hours, and everywhere people were glued to their wireless sets following the pilot's progress.
This is WJZ, New York. George Hicks reporting. As Saturday dawned over the vast Atlantic, the Lindbergh plane is unreported since passing Newfoundland early last night.
This is station 2RN Dublin calling. The American flyer Lindbergh passed over Dingle Bay on the Irish coast at a low altitude at 1:30 this afternoon.
Ici Radio Paris. Un bateau pêcheur près de Cherbourg vient de nous informer que l'aéroplane de Lindbergh est arrivé à la côte de France à 3 heures de distance de Paris.
This is Lowell Thomas in New York. He made it. Charles A. Lindbergh, Lucky Lindy as they call him, landed at Le Bourget Airport, Paris at 5:24 this afternoon, thus becoming the first person to fly New York to Paris nonstop.
Lindbergh was welcomed back by New York Mayor Walker.
Colonel Lindbergh, New York is yours. I don't give it to you. You want it. And one other thing. Before you leave New York, you will have to provide us with a new street cleaning department to clean up the mess.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seif and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.